This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. More than a decade of struggles for the U.S. airline industry has pared down the players from a nimble nine to a bloated four. The end of regulation decades ago created competition, as was predicted, but the latest consolidation through mergers and buyouts has resulted in some suspicious trends that the Justice Department, the same agency that approved all the mergers, wants to take a closer look at. Domestic fares have climbed 5% over the past decade on top of inflation, and that doesn't include the new baggage fees and legroom fees and food and drink fees many airlines now charge. DOJ believes there may be evidence that the four major U.S. carriers, American, Delta, Southwest, and United, have colluded to limit the number of seats and keep fares high. David Koenig, airlines reporter for the Associated Press in Dallas, says the Justice Department wants to know why capacity, the number of airline seats and planes in the fleet, seems to be stuck.
Over the last decade or so, we've seen nine major U.S. airlines shrink down to four because of mergers, and that seems to be having an effect on competition. The airlines were really struggling in the last decade, in the 2000s. You had a recession that began in early 2001, then you had the 9/11 attacks that hurt the industry, and several airlines, either some of the small ones disappeared and some of the big ones went through bankruptcy, and they were looking for ways to strengthen themselves financially, and they found that through mergers, and that has taken place.
They've also found new revenue by completely reorganizing the pricing scheme for tickets and the way that they charge for virtually everything that happens on a flight. Is this part of what the Department of Justice is investigating here?
The Department of Justice is looking into whether the airlines colluded, whether they worked together to limit the number of flights and seats so that prices go up. So they've asked the airlines for information down to even the regional level of what their capacity, as it's called, has been, and what they've said to each other and what they've said to Wall Street analysts to see if there's any signaling going on that would violate antitrust laws. What is happening is that the average fare has been growing faster than inflation over the last several years as this consolidation has taken hold and left the surviving airlines in stronger position with a bigger share of the market at many, many airports.
What kinds of signaling would the Department of Justice be looking at that would constitute collusion?
Yeah, they've sent out a 2.5-page letter to each of the four big airlines, that's American, Delta, United, and Southwest, and they've asked them for a bunch of documents, kind of a, you'd call it a fishing expedition, but what they're looking for clearly is, did Airline A tell Airline B, hey, we want to hold down capacity so prices go up, will you join us? That's clearly what they're looking for, and that investigation is in the very early stages. And interestingly, their case might have looked better a few months ago because for 4 or 5 years, the airlines held capacity down to less than 1% for the entire period, well below the rate of growth in the economy, and that looked suspicious. In the last few months, though, the airlines have added more capacity, but they'll be looking for that kind of smoking gun email or maybe notes from a conference or a dinner where they all got together and said, hey, let's all limit our flights so that we can all raise prices. So that's the kind of smoking gun they're looking for.
But what was the Department of Justice expecting when these mergers were evaluated originally and apparently all passed some sort of test?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wonder if this investigation is not at least a little bit of a case of buyer's remorse. The Justice Department signed off on all the big recent mergers, but they may be thinking, well, you know, maybe we should have taken a tougher stance against those mergers.
David Koenig is airlines reporter for the Associated Press. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you, John.